朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
不知道读过多少属灵的书，有多少属灵的前辈告诉我们，最得罪神的罪就是没有信心。
I don't know how many times I read from so many books that all these saints would tell us the biggest sin that offends God is our unbelief.
我们可能觉得那个东西才是罪，这个才是罪，但是在神的眼中，不信是最大的罪。
We may say that this is a big sin, that's a big sin, but in God's eyes, the biggest sin is unbelief.
所以我弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要神来提升我们啊。
May the Lord elevate us.
我特别请求弟兄姊妹要为着讲台的信息祷告，为了我们这一连串的信息来祷告。
And I ask that you will pray for this series of messages and pray
for the pulpit. 我常常很不喜欢弟兄姊妹啊，或是我们教会进到一种情形，就是弟兄姊妹只是来聚会，然后听今天的讲员，不一定是我要讲什么。
I hope we don't fall into a situation that we only come to church and find out who is speaking and what is he speaking about.
如果我们真有信心的话，
if we really have faith,
我们就应该为着教会祷告。
Let's pray for the church.
主啊，今天你要借着讲员对教会说什么？
Lord, what do you want to tell your church through the message?
主，你最知道教会的需要是什么？
You know what our church needs the most.
你最知道这个世代神儿女们最大的软弱是什么？
You know the weakest.Points of Christians in this age.
主啊，求你借着今天的仆人或使女对教会说话。
May you use your servant or maid servant to speak to your church today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望这一段的时间，神能够来调整，能够来搅动我们。
May the Lord help us and by correcting us.
让我们的信心都能够被神提升。
And stir us up so that our faith will be lifted.
保罗告诉我们，凡是不出于信心的都是罪。
Apostle says everything that does not come from faith is sin.
希伯来的作者告诉我们，人非有什么信，就不能得神的喜悦。
The book of Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我不晓得这个大家现在都大了啊，不是，我不晓得你们多大，你们多大？我是说，我不晓得你们有没有过这样子的想法跟感觉。
I don't know if you ever wonder or felt this way.
我都还记得我小的时候，我就很想知道我爸爸妈妈。会觉得我怎么样做会让他们高兴呢？
When I was a little child, I often wondered what I should do to please my parents.
所以例如说帮忙洗碗啊，帮忙做这个，帮忙做那个。
Or maybe to wash dishes or do something for them.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们今天想要说要讨神喜悦的时候，
But today when we think about pleasing God,
你有没有想过圣经上已经早就告诉我们怎么样可以讨神喜悦？
Do you know that the Bible already clearly tells us how to please God?
那至少告诉我们你如果没有信心的话，不能讨神喜悦。
At least the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
弟兄姊妹，信心太重要了。
So faith is so important.
昨天我们这么多弟兄姊妹在那里办这个 garage 的义卖，哈，这个车库的义卖，为了教会的需要。
Yesterday, many brothers and sisters participated in the garage sale for church building fund.
因为我看了一个小小的文章，说有一天这个撒旦摆 garage sale。
Reminds me an article I read. One day, Satan had a garage sale.
因为他的武器要不断的更新啊。
Because he has to upgrade his weapons.
所以就把一些旧的东西拿出来卖。
So he was selling his old weapons.
那这个人家就去买啊，就是买这个买那个的。
So people will go and buy things from him.
这个有一个人不小心指到了一个东西，说：“哎，你这个要卖多少钱？”
And so someone says, "Okay, how much do you want to sell this for?"
啊，撒旦说：“哦，那个我不卖，那个我不卖，那个你看错了，我没有要卖那个。
”And Satan says, "Oh, no, sorry, it's a mistake. I don't want to sell that one."
啊，我有两个东西不卖的。
There are two things I would not sell.
就像我昨天天气热，我把我毛背心一脱就放在桌子上。
Just like yesterday, I felt hot. I took off my vest on the table.
还好有地方看到那是我穿的，跑来问我说：“弟兄，这是不是你的？那不要被人家卖掉了。”
So someone asked me, "Is this yours?" So that it won't be sold.
哦，那个当然不卖的。
Of course, I will not sell it.
那撒旦就说：“这两个不卖了，这两个不卖了。”
And Satan says, "No, I will not sell these two things."
你们猜哪两个他不卖
？Guess what they are?
他说一个灰心啊，他不卖。
One is despair. He will not sell that.
那第二个他不卖的叫做不信的恶心。
The other one is the wicked heart of unbelief.
啊，其他都可以卖。
And other things he would sell.
那么珍珠奶茶啦 ，AIM 啦，他都可以卖。
Yeah, the pearl teas or AIM, he was.
不信的恶心。
But the wicked heart of unbelief.
还有灰心。
And despair.
其实灰心是从不信里面出来的。
But actually, despair comes from unbelief.
那根本上来说就是不信的恶心。
So actually, it's they're all the same, unbelief.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
真实的信心
real faith,
决定产生大的事情
will bring something big.
因为信心太重要了
because faith is so important.
信心是整个天和地的连结
faith connects heaven and earth.
信心是整个神应许宝库的一个钥匙
and faith is the key to the treasure box of God's promises.
信心是神整个活水祝福的一个运河
and faith is the channel of God's blessing.
信心是我们对付撒旦重要的兵器
and that's the most important weapon to fight Satan.
而且在信心的里面，就让我们跟神同行。
And in faith, we walk with God.
好，弟兄姊妹，这太重要了。
This is so important.
所以在哥林多前书十三章讲到那个能够永存的事情不多，只有提了三件事情。
So in the book of First Corinthians, it says, "Now these only three things will remain."
有信、有望、有爱。
Faith, hope, and love.
那弟兄姊妹，信心跟盼望是只有在今生才有的。
And we only need faith and hope.In this life,
等到我们真见主，看见神旨意都成就了，已经不需要信心了。
When we finally see the Lord and all His will is accomplished, we don't need faith anymore.
所有这种今生才能够存在，但是却跟永恒发生关系的，都是我们今天要留意的事啊。
But we ought to pay attention to the things that we only have this in this life, but yet connects us to the eternity.
例如说十字架，例如说顺服，也都是只有今生有的，将来交到永世里面，你自然顺服的。
Like bearing the cross and like.Being obedient, we don't need that in eternity, only in this life.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心只有在今生有啊。
And we only need faith in this life.
我们一定要求主帮助我们，让我们得到最单纯的信心。
May the Lord help us that we will get the most pure faith.
那一生的果效从心发出来的。
Because of the our it's the offspring of life comes from our.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真的是从信心里面出来的过生活的时候
，But if we really live our life by faith，
那我们整个的生活不一样
，And our life will be different。
一个震天假响的一个信心
，A very loud proclaimed faith，
但是却是从人而挤出来的一个信心
，If it's originated from men，
它远远比不上小的像芥菜种一样的真信心
，It's not comparable at all。To a real life, a real faith that's small like a mustard seed.
因为真的信心这么小的，小如芥菜种，简直却可以移山倒海啊！
Because a real faith, even as small as a mustard seed, will move mountain.
那喊的那么大声的信心，不见得成事情的。
A faith that's proclaimed very loud might not accomplish anything.
你知道吗？在1999年，我看报纸，在奥克兰那边有一个韩国教会，我想他们都是已经走了很偏的一个聚集啊。
In the 1990s, there was a Korean church in Oakland. They probably have gone astray from the truth.
当他们为人医病的时候，为人赶鬼的时候，他们那么大喊大叫。
When they pray for healing or casting out demons, they shout very loud.
那甚至到最后，那个女牧师拿起棍子来，为人身上打，把一个人给打死了。
And there was even the news that the minister used a stick to hit someone and hit someone to death.
就是喊啊叫，要把他身上鬼赶出来，把人家活活打死了。
Because she was trying very hard to try to cast out the demon, but she beat the person to death.
弟兄姊妹，信心不是在乎你喊得多大声。
So faith is not up to how loud we shout.
信心也不在乎你引经据典的搬出这么多话来吓仇敌。
Or how many Bible verses you use to scare the enemy.
信心不是人挤出来的。
Faith is not squeezed out.
信心不是我说信就信的，一厢情愿的相信。
It's not just because I say I believe, then I have faith.
前一阵子我们一直讲说，信心是不凭眼见，不靠感觉。
We were saying that faith is not by sight and it's not by feeling.
信心乃是建立在什么
？It's based on what?
记不记得？谁想睡觉就回答我这个问题。信心是建立在什么
？So our faith is based on what？
刚讲神的应许
，God's promises。
Amen， 建立在神的应许和神的所赐上面。
It's based on who God is and His promises。
那弟兄姊妹，不凭眼见，并不是像鸵鸟一样不去看环境啊。
When we say not by sight, we're not saying to be like ostrich just to hide your face。
而是我们信心的大脚不是建立在环境的好跟坏上。
But our faith does not build on our situation.
啊，我记得那个写《复活信心》的那个Simbala 牧师他曾经讲过。
I remember Pastor Simbala once said.
他说有时候有一些人教导就是叫人不要去看这些这个病啊，或是这些困难。
Some teachers would teach us not to look at our circumstances.
他说你感冒的时候，你不可以说我感冒了，你要说我有感冒的征兆。
And then he says, some people say when you catch a cold, don't say you catch a cold, but say I have the symptom of a cold.
或是说你长了糖尿病了，你不能说我长糖尿病，你要说我有糖尿病的征兆。
Or if you have diabetes, don't say you have diabetes, but you have the symptoms of diabetes.
他说你同样的，你也不能够说我已经那个人家人都死了两年了，你说他有死亡的征兆。
But then he says, you cannot say, oh, that person has been dead for 2 years. Just say, oh, he has the symptom of death.
我们可以勇敢的去面对环境的。
We can boldly face our situation.
信心不建立在环境上，不是说像鸵鸟一样把头栽进去，我不管。
When we say our faith does not build on a situation, does not mean that we ought to hide our face like an ostrich.
我在一切的环境里面，我的信心却仰望那位造天地的耶和华。
But in all situations, I will look upon the Lord who creates heaven and earth.
所以信心是建立在神的应许和神是一个怎样的神。
So our faith is based on who God is and His promises.
所以保罗有两句话太好了。
So Paul has two statements that are great.
他说我深知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believe.
弟兄姊妹，这句话就替知道所神的所事做了一个最好的提醒。
And this is a best reminder of who God is.
我们一定要知道我们所信的是谁。
We ought to know whom we believe.
他是一个爱的神。
He's a God of love.
他没有降灾一念的一个神。
He never wants to harm us.
他是一个这么智慧又爱我们的神。
He's all wise and all loving.
这个能够帮助我们在一切的环境里面，我们可以从那个仇敌的搅扰、恐惧。跟困惑里面我们可以出来。
He can lead us through all the fear and all the temptations and troubles from the enemy.
我们的神是一个全能的神。
And he's an almighty God.
他用他的话创造诸世界。
And he creates the universe with his words.
他用他全能的命令托住了万有，他所创造的。
He's upholding the universe with his words.
他说有就有，命令就临。
And when his words came out, everything came to existence.
在神没有难成的事。
With God, nothing is impossible.
弟兄姊妹，认识我们所信的是谁。对我们太大的帮助。
It's very helpful to know whom we believe.
第二件事情是建立在神的应许上面。
The second basis of our faith is God's promises.
我信神怎样对我说，事情要怎样成就。
I believe things will happen just as He told me.
这叫做信心。
And this is faith.
神说话就算数了。
When God says something, He will keep His word.
因为当他 purpose 的时候，当他定义的时候，事情就已经成就了。
Because when He purposed something, it is already done.
这叫做信心。
And that is faith.
不是凭着感觉。
It's not by our feeling.
不是凭着眼见。
It's not by sight.
凭着他的所事和他的应许。
But based on who He is and His promises.
我想我举一个很容易受眼见影响的这个例子给你们听。
I'll give you an example how we're easily affected by sight.
假如说今天在这个地上好，我们画一条大概半尺宽的一个那个 curve 啊，一个水泥的走道，一个半尺宽，然后100公尺长。
Say we build a curve that's about half feet wide and about 100 meter long.
那觉得可以在上面走完100公尺不会掉下去的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you think you can just walk on that curve without falling off.
怎么这么少人？都可以嘛，对不对？好，那我拉宽一点好了，一尺好了，这么宽。
Okay, I'll make it wider. Say like a foot long, a foot wide, a curb.
然后我们等一下放在这个外面的操场上、停车场上，你可以走完100公尺的，请举手。
We just build that in the parking lot. You think you can finish 100 meter? Please raise your hand.
咱妈妈没有举手啊，又举手，好，不然我要重赏，我看你会不会走啊。那么我请问哈，我现在把这100公尺所做好的这条路，我突然架在一个这个万丈高的一个悬崖峭壁上面的话
，Say if I move this curb on a cliff that's like tens of thousands feet high，
底下摔下去是必死无疑的。
And if you fall off, you will die for sure。
请问愿意再走下去的人，请举手好吧。
Raise your hand if you want to try。
我不是问你能不能走，你愿意走的谁啊？我儿子啊，哦 ，Angela，Angela， 你看到了，你儿子要冒险了。 弟兄姊妹，你就发现同样的一条路。
See the same way.
当它摆在平地上的，我们就觉得没问题。
When it's placed on the ground, we feel it's okay.
这个叫做信心是建立在眼见的环境上，对不对？
So our faith is based on the sight.
所以当它换到那个悬崖峭壁上的时候，我们信心马上不见了。
But when we move it up to a cliff.Then our faith is gone.
所以很多的时候，当我们在平顺的时候，我们说我们信神，我们赞美神，我为主殉道。
So when everything is smooth and prosperous, we say, "Oh, I praise God, and I will die for God."
就跟彼得说的一样，我为你死都可以。
Just like Peter says, "Oh Lord, I'm willing to die for you."
但是主接着就说，今天天没有亮以前，你要三次否认我。
But then the Lord says, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times."
彼得说：“那怎么可能？走一百公尺，走这条路多容易啊！”
Peter says, "How is it possible? It's so easy to walk on this way, 100 meters."
结果这同样的一百公尺的路没有改变，一样宽，也没有特别拉长，但是神把它架在悬崖上面。
The way has not changed. It's not even longer. But then now God puts it on the high cliff.
就走啊，彼得，你不是说可以走吗？走啊
！Say Peter, didn't you say you could walk? Go.
他就说三次起咒，这个发咒起誓说我不认识主。
But then he even cursed three times that he did not.
弟兄姊妹，为什么说我们信心需要经过试验
？That's why our faith needs to be tested.
因为第一件事情就显明了我们的信心到底是自己来的呢，还是从主来的
？It will show where our faith comes from ourselves or from the Lord.
到底我们的信心是建立在眼见和感觉呢，还是建立在神的应许和所示上
？Is our faith based on a sight or feeling or on God's promises and who he is.
所以我们很可能就会说那这样子的信心太难得了、啊、那我们中间没有几个人有嘛。
Then we might say, this is too hard. I don't think many of us will have it.
弟兄姊妹 你觉得你没有那样子信心的人请举手。
Please raise your hand if you feel you do not have such faith.
那有这样子信心的呢、
raise your hand if you feel you have such faith.
那其他的人你们在干嘛
so, what's wrong?
你们什么时候动过开心手术了是不是心都不见了弟兄姊妹如果你觉得你没有那样子的信心我们感谢主
Praise the Lord if you feel you do not have such faith
本来就没有
Because we never had
如果我们会问说主啊我没有那样子的信心求你把那样子的信心给我
But if we say Lord I do not have such faith But give me such faith
弟兄姊妹我们要知道真正信心的源头其实就是主耶稣
We have to know that the true origin of faith is Lord Jesus himself
这是我们在信心的功课上常常犯的一个错
This is a mistake we often make
我们就是勉强自己去相信一件事情
We force ourselves to believe something
我们真的像弟兄讲的像挤牙膏一样明明挤不出来的挤啊挤啊挤啊又挤出一点点
It's like squeezing out toothpaste You try finally you get something out
或是我们就是勉强信
Or we force ourselves to believe
所以我们的信心就是起起伏伏
Therefore our faith will fluctuate
我们看一节很重要的圣经
That'sLook at one verse.
我们很熟，但是却很重要。加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter two.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter two, verse 20.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己请大家特别注意是因信神的儿子而活这句话
Please pay attention to that I live by faith in the Son of God
在英文本或者在原文的翻译里面有两种的翻译
There are two translations
一个是因信神儿子而活
One is because our faith in the Son of God
讲到我们信心的对象和根据是神的儿子，不是环境。
That our basis and our object is the Son of God, not the situation.
但是有更多的翻译是说，是因着神儿子的信心而活着。
But more translations will say, I live by faith of Son of God.
这句话太重要了。
So this is very important.
神儿子的信心。
The faith of the Son of God.
和我天然人的信心。
And the faith of me.
是两种完全不同的境界和性质
So they're totally different in nature
所以保罗说我今天我已经跟主同死了
So Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活。
So I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我们知道我们得到了一个全新的生命。
We know we have obtained a brand new life.
但是请弟兄姊妹知道，我们那个神儿子的信心就蕴藏在这个生命的里面，我们一起已经得着了。
Therefore, by having the life of Christ, this faith of Son of God is in it already.
好，弟兄姊妹，这件事情非常非常的重要。
And this is very important.
讲到我们信心的源头和性质，就是神的儿子。
That the origin and the nature of our faith is the Son of God.
如果在这个最根基的点上，弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有听进去的话
，If we do not get this, the most fundamental.
不管我后面的七堂讲怎么样子凭信心而有的生活和行为
，Then no matter how much I say about our life.And testimony of
faith. 我们信心的源头可能还是我自己与生俱有的那个信心的源头。
But our, the origin of our faith may still be our natural life.
以至于出来的还是一个有限、经不起考验的信心。
Then whatever we live out will be limited and cannot survive any test.
所以我们第一件事情要知道这个事实。
So the first fact we have to know.
弟兄姊妹，我怕你们没有听懂，有听进去这句话的请举手。知道你里面。有另外一个信心叫做神儿子信心的请你们举手
Please raise your hand if now you know
真的哈
that there's another faith in us that's called the faith of Son of God
真的知道哈你们有另外一个信心不管你经历了没有你先要知道有另外一个
Whether you experienced it or not to know that you have another faith
而且保罗说我如今在肉身活着是因着这个信心而活
And Paul even proclaims that the life I live in the body I live by this faith
所以不仅仅要知道这个事实
So not only that we need to know this fact
第二件事情是要开始运用它
We need to exercise it
就是要去 activate 它然后 exercise
So we need to activate it and exercise it
因为怎么很多时候我们没有去用它
A lot of times we don't use it
我们就放在那里
We just let it aside
然后我们一直用自己的信心
But we keep using our own faith.
所以我们的信心常常经不起考验。
So our faith cannot be tested.
所以我们信心的生活常常还是我们这个人的层次的生活。
And our life testimony remains on the realm of natural man.
弟兄姊妹，信心是一个生命。
But life, faith is a life.
信心不是感觉。
It's not a feeling.
信心不是一个合理分析的以后的判断。
It's not a reasonable judgment.
信心也不是别人告诉我们怎么样，所以我们认为怎么样。
It's not something that other people told us.
信心根本就是一个生命。
It's a life.
什么样子的生命就一定活出什么样子的生活来。
The life, the whatever life that is will produce a living
style. 所以当你觉得信心不够的时候
When you feel your lack of faith,
弟兄姊妹要为了这个感觉不够感谢神
Praise the Lord for this knowledge.
但是不要停在这里
But don't stop here.
立刻转向我们里面已经有的另外一个生命
But turn to the life, another life that we already have within us. To activate it.
你手上的蜡烛
If you hold a candle in your hand,
已经快要烧光了，被风吹得快灭了。
It's almost quenched.
你觉得不能够应付这个黑暗的可怕。
And you don't feel that this light is enough to face the darkness.
希望它提醒你去打开开关来。
I hope that will remind you to turn on the light switch.
让大光能够临到我们。
So that greater light will come.
让那个不受风影响的光可以临到我们。
The light that will not be affected by wind will come.
让那个可以经得起风暴神儿子的信心可以带领我们经过这个环境。
So that the faith of Son of God that can be tested by storms will carry us through.
所以第一件事情要知道。
So the first thing we need to acknowledge.
第二件事情要去用它。
And then to exercise it.
第三件事情要让它成长。
And help it to grow.
弟兄姊妹，信心是个生命，所以它是要不住的增长。
Life is faith is a life, so it needs to grow.
不仅仅圣经讲到我们的信心要不住的长。
Not only that our faith will grow.
保罗讲到帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候。
In 2 Thessalonians, Paul says.
他夸奖他们，他说你们的信心是格外的增长。
Paul commended them that your faith grows even more.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心正常的信心应该不住的长的。
Normal faith will grow.
人挤出来的信心会用尽的。
A faith originated from man will be exhausted.
因为牙膏总会挤光的。
Because one day you will exhaust your toothpaste.
环境的拦束总会拦到一个地步，让你信心打不上去了。
Trials and difficulties might be big enough that your faith can never overcome it.
可是真的信心，它是一个生命。
But real faith is a life.
那既然是生命，它一定会长。
So if it's a life, it will for sure grow.
信心不仅仅是不住增长的信心。
Not only that, faith will grow continually.
保罗告诉我们，有些人长得快，有些人长得慢。
But Paul says some For some, their faith grows faster than others.
那帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们的信心是格外的增长。
The church of Thessalonica, they grow faster.
因为保罗是在大征战中把福音传给他们。
Because Paul preached the gospel to them in great trials.
因为帖撒罗尼迦是在面临这么多的逼迫里面而被建立的一个教会。
They were being built under great persecution.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心要得到增长，我们需要借着主的话来喂养我们。
So in order for the faith to grow, it has to be fed by God's word.
信心最好的粮食就是读主的话。
The best food for faith is God's word.
因为我们说过，信心是建立在神的所赐和神的应许上。
Because our faith is based on who God is and His promises.
借着读圣经，我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
By reading the scripture, we know whom we believe.
借着读圣经，我们知道神的应许是什么。
By reading the scripture, we know God's promises.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，信心要增长，决定要好好在主的话上下功夫。
In order for our faith to grow, we have to study the scriptures.
我们听神的话，我们读主的话，我们祷告，都是帮助我们信心来成长。
We hear God's words, we read God's words, and we pray so that our faith will grow.
那圣经上也告诉我们，主虽然用困苦当水，艰难当饼。这些困难 和困苦常常是我们信心的粮食。
The Bible says God used afflictions and troubles as water and bread so that our faith will grow.
加勒跟约书亚更告诉我们说谁是我们的食物、啊、
And Caleb and Joshua even said, who is our food?
谁
Who?
仇敌、啊、
The enemy is our food.
所以我们发现了没有 正常正面的属灵的供应不管读经不管聚会
So positive spiritual supplies, like coming to meetings or reading the scripture.
弟兄姊妹给我们的扶持和做的见证
Or encouragement and testimonies from brothers and sisters.
常常都会提升我们的信心
They will lift our faith.
就像我从前讲的，有一个人想要过一条河啊，冬天的时候。
I remember telling you a story that one person was trying to cross a river in winter time.
他没有桥可以过，他必须要过那条河。
There was no bridge, but he has to cross the river.
所以他在那个结着冰的河上就趴在地上匍匐前进。
So he was crawling on the ice slowly, cautiously.
爬到一半的时候，他突然听见后面那个马车啊，有这个带着四匹马扛着一个大的货车从那个冰河上过去。
And all of a sudden he heard there was this A horse carriage with four horses and then running through right next to him.
他马上站起来大摇大摆地过河了。
Immediately he stood up and then confidently walked through the river.
因为这边信心有时候需要见证人像云彩一样在我们旁边来激励我们。
So sometimes we need witnesses and testimonies to encourage our faith.
我们看见别人怎样在大风大浪里面靠着主走出来。
When we see people walk out of their storms by faith,
哎呀，我们就会觉得我这点难处算得了什么。
Then I feel, oh, there's nothing about my trouble that I cannot bear.
就算你200磅背着100磅，这又算得了什么？
Even though you're 200 pounds and you're carrying 100 pounds,
那么大的马车都可以过去了。
Okay, even that horse carriage can walk through the ice.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要让信心得到喂养。
So our faith needs to be fed.
所以信心是生命
because faith is a life.
它需要借着不断的喂养来增长
through continual feeding, it will grow.
它要借着不断的来运用它而变得老练
by continual exercising, it will mature.
它需要经过风雨的洗礼而变得刚强
it has to be baptized by storms so that it can be strengthened.
圣经上说它也需要经过火炼而变得纯净
and the Bible says it has to gone through refining fire to be pure.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要为着我们的环境感谢神
so we ought to thank God for our circumstances.
我想我今天时间到了，我信息不多说了
So my time is up.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前让这个信心增长。
We need to let our faith grow.
我在说，如果我们觉得信心不够用的时候
，If we feel we lack of faith,
我们要感谢神。
Praise the Lord and thank God.
有两个可能的原因让我们信心觉得不够用。
Two possible reasons for us to feel that way.
第一个，信心的源头错了，还是我自己的信心
？That first, we have the wrong origin of our faith.
就让我们立刻转向主。
Let's turn to the Lord immediately.
我们学习来 activate, 来用我们里面主给我们的信心。
Let's learn to activate the faith that God already gave us.
书到用时方恨少。
Sometimes, when we need to apply something, then we feel we haven't read enough.
很多时候你会发现你用不出来，因为你平常没有去培养它。
We feel we lack of, we don't know how to use it because we never practiced.
所以我们要在平常里面去操练，让我们知道怎样来用这个真的信心。
So we ought to exercise so we know how to use it.
另外一种的可能就是信心一下子大过了我们已经有的信心的度量。
another situation is that our trouble is all of a sudden greater than the faith we already have.
那这个环境是为了帮助我们的信心再往前跨。
And that trouble is help us so that we, our faith will have another leap.
因为信心需要不住的增长。
Because faith needs to grow continually.
信心也是借着这些的环境来增长。
And faith is grow, faith grows in such circumstances.
施布真说，一个人想要不借着苦难而真认识神，那是不可能的事情。
Spurgeon says it's impossible for a person to really know God without going through trials.
穆勒弟兄告诉我们，试炼是信心最重要的粮食。
And Brother Mueller says trials are the most important food for faith.
所以我们感谢主，让我们每一个人都多多少少有些难处，对不对？
So we thank God that all of us have some kind of trials.
不管你的难处是身体的、心灵的、孩子的、经济的，任何方面的。
Whether it's a physical, emotional, financial, or family.
如果你是完全没有难处的，我也为你感谢主。我们把神家的祷告担子多一点给你啊。
If you have no trouble at all, I thank God for that, and maybe you can pray more for the church.
有太多的环境可以帮助我们的生命得到滋润、得到喂养而增长。
There's so many situations that can nourish our spiritual life and help our faith to grow.
所以要 from faith to faith, 本于信，以至于信。
That will grow from faith to faith.
然后从 the first to the last, 都是 faith.
By faith from the first to the last.
从头到尾都是。
From the beginning to the end.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。